neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
We recite three brachot that will have us in mind. And the first condition is that you're not permitted to bring your cell phone to Beit Knesset at the Megillah reading. And you have a few days to learn how to turn it off, because some they don't know how. So to have a cell phone on at the time of Megillah reading is not permitted at all.
To leave it in the car, no?
Yes, to leave it in the car. It's a very sensitive matter.
Well, I'm just wondering how it's written in Hebrew.
So we will have in mind with Baal Gore to be included in his brachot, three brachot at night and two in the morning, and that is Al Migla Migila, She'asa Nisim, and She'ehyanu. So we have three brachot, and the Kahal HaKadosh, at this time, because we are included in the blessing of the Baal Gore, we're not permitted to respond Baruch Hu and Baruch Shemo. Because any time that we are included in the brachot, such as the occasions that we practice the, on a weekly basis, on Shabbat night, the Kamotzi, Kiddush, and during the year, Megillah, and Shofar. So when we are included in the brachot, that means we're saying it ourselves. So we're not permitted to say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. So you only have the Baal Gore in mind, and we answer Amen. As far as to be seated or standing up, either way is fine. If Kahal, they have a minhag to be seated at the time of the bracha, they can. But usually the Kahal stand up, and then Baal Gore waits a few seconds, everybody will sit down. And of course, they have the Megillah ready, the page that they should follow up. And then Baal Gore will start. So we have first brachot and bracha haruna. Bracha haruna is only can be recited if you have a minyan. If there is no minyan, so the bracha will be skipped. If one reads for members of family, only says the first brachot, but the last brachot is not permitted to say. And somehow, if one reads for the ladies, if we have a minyan for the ladies, then he will recite the last bracha as well. But if there is no minyan, and one reads for few people, then only recites the first brachot, and that is Al Migla Migila, She'anisim, and She'ehyanu. But the last bracha only should be recited when we have a minyan. As we mentioned, She'ehyanu also should be included in Misvat Mishlach Manot, Matana Levyonim, and Seudat Purim. So these other three mitzvot that we observe once a year, we should say She'ehyanu when we give Mishlach Manot, Matana Levyonim, and Seudat Purim. And because they all take place in one day, so at the time that Chazan, the Baal Gore, besides She'ehyanu, should have in mind for these other mitzvot also. Helping the needy, to give food gifts to our friends, and also Seudat Purim. And we should also have in mind that She'ehyanu will include these three mitzvot also. As far as children, be able to read the Megillah for the Tzibur under the Bar Mitzvah is not permitted. So if a boy is not age of Bar Mitzvah, he cannot include other people in any mitzvah, because he himself is not obligated to do the mitzvah. But at the time that there's nobody around to read the Megillah, so you have a boy age of 9, 10, he can read the Megillah. So let's say Baal Gore is not feeling well, Chas v'Shalom, he didn't show up, So it's permitted for the katan that is under age of bar mitzvah to read the Megillah, and the tzibur will follow with him and read from the kosher Megillah. He will say the bracha and he will include them. Okay, that's only the exceptional cases. But if there is a gadol that can read the Megillah, then even the katan can read even better than him. He's not permitted to do so. Only if there is no other choice, so he can read for the tzibur.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.